Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Tiger King 2 is coming to Netflix later this year. Come on, more Tiger King? I don't know whether they call it a sequel or a variant.
Why are you smiling?
I'm just happy.
What are you so happy about?
September 27th is National Chocolate Milk Day.
And that means
today is National Chocolate Milk Day.
They've got chocolate milk now?
Today is National Chocolate Milk Day.
Do you have chocolate milk?
I love chocolate milk.
You like chocolate milk?
Get some chocolate milk.
It's Chocolate Milk Day.
Someone get me some chocolate milk.
Because it's showtime!
It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Happy Monday.
Woo, it's a Monday.
Does it feel like a Monday? Because it's also homecoming week on the show, so we're going to be doing different themes, kind of like your spirit week for homecoming, and it's roll out of bed day, so it should feel like I'm exhausted, but I got my pajamas on.
I did mine Real Housewives style, so I put earrings and my rings on.
Oh!
Like, I just woke up like this. I was going to put makeup on, but I was like, I ain't got time for that.
You look good even without the makeup, Julie.
That's right,
Julie. Oh, you guys are the best.
Kevin and I both have robes. Lance, we can't see you in the traffic center. What are you wearing? Not in an awkward way at all.
My picture was, I took a picture of me when I legitimately roll out of bed, and that was my CPAP mask and a cold compress.
I'll post his picture. He texted it to me, so I'll post it on our Insta story.
That's funny. How was everyone's weekend?
Good.
It was a good weekend. I went to Friday, had there's Stray Rescue had this donor appreciation party, so that was fun to go see everybody. And Saturday I was out at Labadee Brewery.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Nice. Kevin.
Expensive weekend. Have to get got new tires, and then had to upgrade the glasses prescription, and then my son got glasses.
I feel like bad luck is contagious on this show. Like, a couple of weeks ago, Lance was having all this bad luck, and now it's switching to Kevin. Stop this variant stuff. Stop
what
the
are you
spread.
About?
I know, it's going to bounce
it's
to Julie
not
Rice.
Switching.
Stop.
It's not
know
switching.
Yeah. Bad luck. It's just more of, wow, man, I forgot how expensive glasses are.
Yeah, that's expensive. Just like, it's pretty expensive to switch all your tires on your cars. Like, you get them running again for Lance. Lance, you and I think we're at the taste very similar times because we both took pictures of Alex Rich performing, one of our friends of the show, on the main stage, but I didn't see you. I didn't think we ran into
you. You didn't see each other?
No, but it was like similar angles. But I think it was different times.
Similar times, yeah. Yeah. Saturday was a busy day. Did brunch at Egg in Midtown, went to Ballpark Village, went to Taste of St. Louis, went to Salt and Smoke at Ballpark Village twice on Saturday to see my friend Mallory.
Nice.
I'd never been to that location. Went to Small Batch in Midtown, went to Lazy Tiger, and then a movie at the Chase Park Plaza.
Damn!
Man, that was all Saturday.
What was the movie?
The Eyes of Tammy Faye with Jessica Chastain.
Oh, was that good, though? It looks good.
It's a good movie. She's really good in that.
She looks just like her when she's, like, older.
I know.
So
she
cool.
She did a great job.
I went to the Taste of St. Louis as well. What time did you leave, Lance? Because I left at, like, 3.
I think we were cruising through there somewhere around 3:30, if I remember.
We just missed each other's path. Yeah. So but it was fun. I thought it was done well. Like it felt spaced out nicely. Not too many people, but enough people to make you feel like, hey, We're having fun at the Taste of St. Louis.
Cool.
And then my mother-in-law came into town, and we went out to breakfast in downtown Kirkwood and went to the farmer's market.
Oh,
my son got to see pumpkins for the first time.
Oh, my God.
And he thought they were, like, the coolest thing ever. He was like, what is this thing? It's huge, and it's orange. And he kept smiling and laughing, like, this thing is funny looking, guys. It's orange.
It's so cute.
Super funny. I posted a picture on my Instagram, Brett Mega on Air. Let's get this Monday started, and let's keep Kevin away from us. Social distancing for Kevin's bad luck.
I guess you moved on really easily.
I feel like Mondays are especially important for you to wake up with some good news, and Julie's the best person to tell some good news stories like we do always. But Julie, you have a local story today.
I do. I'm going to actually have my friend Erin, who I saw her on Facebook, and she had this great story about this hummingbird. Erin, tell us what happened.
We did have a little hummingbird incident. I own a little shop in Webster's Road called the Mash Pit, and we were closing up the other day, and we had a little customer that refused to leave. And he was a little hummingbird that had flown in the store. My store manager, after many attempts of running around with a broom and trying to get him home, just was having a hard time. So she gave me a ring, got up there around 7 o'clock, and the poor guy had fallen behind like a probably a 2-inch gap between like some slat wall and the actual wall.
Oh no.
So he could not get out. So we spent about 2 hours with YouTube videos of hummingbird sounds and sugar water and had no luck. And we were about to just give up. We didn't know what else to do. And I thought, you know what? There's good people around here. Let me throw this out on the Webster Groves Community Connect and see if anyone around here has a saw. Because we had tried everything with drills and nothing was working. So I posted it about 9:15 at night thinking this is never going to work. And within a minute, my phone was ringing at the store. My friends were text messaging me and someone said they were on their way with a sawzall to help us get the bird out.
Wow.
You actually sawed into the building to get this hummingbird.
I mean, I've never used a sawzall and I sawed into a cabinet in my store.
Look at you.
Yeah.
That's so sweet. And so what happened?
Well, the funny thing was the sawzall, so once we got it going, right when that sawzall hit, he was free from the bottom of the cabinet.
Aww.
So, that's awesome. Which would be great, but at that point, that little guy decided to jump up into the drop ceiling, which we had opened, and we lost him for another good 10 minutes. But happy ending. We opened the right ceiling tile. He flew down. We got him. Everyone talked to him. He talked to us, and then he went on his merry way.
Good for you.
You saved the hummingbird.
Yes, that's awesome. And Erin, I can speak from experience. I've never had to go through that links, but Grafton apparently is a boom town for hummingbirds. They constantly get in my garage. And I have to break out these nets we have, these little, they're like little, small little fishing nets that you'd put a fish in, and I'm like playing tennis trying to grab a hummingbird, and I have released numerous ones saving those birds, because you feel so bad when they're trapped in your house.
You could have asked Kevin for advice.
Kevin's
so good at it. You should see the video. Yeah.
Oh, the one my wife gave you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought that was such good news. Like, how cool that you guys came together to save this one little hummingbird. Totally
really
awesome.
I mean, really, my store manager, obviously, like, she was like, no way I'm letting him down there. And I'm just a bleeding animal heart. Like, I'm going to save any animal that I can. But really, the community was the one that was like, 9:15, we're all in. What do you need? And I'm like, this is amazing.
That's awesome.
That's the real part of the story. Like, well, the hummingbird is saved, and that's awesome. It's for animal lovers. But two, it's just the community you live in. One, to go and do whatever it takes to save a hummingbird, but also whatever it takes to help your neighbor. Like, if you need a saw, you need a
saw.
You can ask the most ridiculous questions, and it doesn't make a difference. If you need it, this community has your back.
Oh, yeah. It was amazing.
Awesome. I love that. Yes. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
No problem. Thank you. Baby, come on, baby. I'm in love with your body. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. I'm in love with your body. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with
the shape of you.
Although, the Cardinals winning 16 in a row, franchise record.
Yeah.
That's entertaining. Still wake up with Brett and Julie. We recap everything that's happened in the entertainment world, and Julie does it in 60 seconds. She's fast. She's quick. She's good like the Cardinals.
Thank you very much. Trying to get things done, okay? Let's see. Let's first talk about Lena Dunham. Congrats to her. She got married. Married her beau, Louis Felder. I love Lena Dunham. I'm glad she found happiness.
She is... like, not afraid to be herself. She's completely fearless and says whatever is on her mind, and she's outspoken, and I love it.
Okay, how do you feel about this? So, Anderson Cooper, he said he's not going to leave his son an inheritance, just like his mom didn't really leave. Well, I mean, he kind of got something.
Yeah,
but
like,
so, his late mom is Gloria Vanderbilt, and she had a lot of money, but apparently he inherited less than $1.5 million, which I'll take it. Jeez.
Yep.
But, I mean, you know, Gloria Vanderbilt was, like, way richer than that. Anyway, so he's saying he's not going to leave his wealth to his son, Wyatt. He said he's going to pretty much do it the way that his parents did, that there's not really a trust fund. He's like, I don't believe in inheriting money. I think it's a curse. He said, I'm going to do what my parents did, and said, college will be paid for. Then you got to get on it.
Okay, this is a deeper...
how do we feel about this?
It's a deeper, longer conversation in the entertainment minute, but, like, it's something really privileged people can say because, like, we talked about millionaires worry about how much money. Like, doors were open because he was a Vanderbilt.
Yep.
And if you're ignorant to think that, say, like, well, I built my wealth on my own, like, those doors and those opportunities Anderson Cooper was awarded, other people would not. So whether you were left a bunch of money, you think you did it on your own, you got it because what your name was. And so you're... I agree that he's trying to say, I'm trying to set a tone and there's nothing I can do about it. But you're being naive to think that you were not given opportunities because of who you were.
Right.
It's like hashtag rich people problems.
Yeah.
I mean, who gets an inheritance? Really? Okay, whatever, Anderson. And that's your Entertainment Minute. It's brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo.
Hold me, feel so holy. The polls are open.
It's Monday. I'll make it real simple.
Okay.
Let's roll out a bad week on the show. Netflix versus Hulu. Saw this article of top streaming services that people don't want to get rid of. Netflix and Hulu are the top two. Which one would you love or which one would you get rid of? However you want of those.
I have Hulu, and I never watch it, so I probably will get rid of it anyway. So I'm picking Netflix.
You gotta keep Hulu.
What's on Hulu, Kev?
All your NBC shows. When you miss, like, Chicago Fire and Chicago Med.
Oh, really? Okay, I'll keep Hulu.
And all the Law and Order.
All you have to say is Chicago Fire.
Yeah.
Kevin is coming in strong.
And they also have, you know, a bunch of other things, like Rick and Morty. Hello.
If Kevin was, a campaign manager for Hulu, Hulu would have won the presidential race.
That's, I mean, you know, and I mean, we used
sell it, Kev,
we used
sell
it all
it.
Weekend, you know, to update on The Simpsons, to watch Law and Order, you know, the new one, you know.
The weather was nice out, Kevin. You should have gotten outside.
I know. But it was Law and Order Stabler. I got to catch up on that. I love that show.
Okay, I want to see that. Okay.
Sorry, did he just convince you to change your vote?
I'm not changing my vote, but I'm not going to get rid of Hulu.
Okay.
What about you, Lance?
I think I would opt more toward Netflix.
You're going Netflix over Hulu. I'm with Kevin. Hulu just gives you more options.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like you could... like, if you were going to cut the cord, you could do, like, Hulu Live or whatever to pay the, like, more expensive one. Like, Netflix, I feel like every now and then they hit, like, one out of the park.
Right.
And then you think you like Netflix. Like, you binge watch Queen's Gambit and you're like, oh, my God, Netflix always releasing these good shows. But I can't remember the last Netflix show that I was obsessed with.
Yeah, and Hulu...
it might have been Queen's Gambit.
Hulu has all your live TV, Saturday Night Live. If you miss 60 Minutes, anything.
Plus, after this campaign speech.
I know. Oh my gosh, it's so good.
I dare you to go vote for Netflix on the week of Y98. Kevin is going to go follow all those accounts on Instagram and convince
them.
Let me explain to you what Hulu brings to the table. But the polls are officially open.
The polls are open.
We'll give you and Kevin the results tomorrow. 6:55, we'll tell you why it's a special week on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie, and it has something to do with us throwing it back to our high school days. Lance, how does the road...
without you.
It's a special week on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. It's Homecoming Spirit Week. Remember back in the day, Homecoming Spirit Week, where you did every single day would have a different theme and make school fun? We're going to try to make work fun, going to work fun. Today is Roll Out of Bed Day.
That was a good one, because at first I forgot. And then Lance texted me this crazy picture of him, and I'm like, what's he texting me this for? I'm like, oh yeah, it's Spirit Week. Thanks, Lance, you reminded me.
I literally thought to myself, as I pulled in, I saw you pulling into the parking garage, and I said, I should have texted Julie to remind her. She has such a bad memory.
I know.
And then I was like, I hope Julie remembered. And then you came walking. I saw you get out of your car, and I said, oh, she remembered.
I know. I was like, I just wore some shorts and a sweatshirt.
Is that what you wear to bed?
Yeah, that's just what I sleep in.
I'm a shorts and a t-shirt kind of guy, where I got these, like, pajama pants on. Plaid. Because that's, you know, you got to go
good.
Plaid. For some reason, all pajama pants are, like, plaid. I don't know why. But they're, like, silky. And then I asked my wife, can I borrow your robe?
Yep.
I can't believe the wives have a robe. Like, is that because I'm not a wife yet, so I don't have my own robe?
Get one.
That's when you get married, they give you like a wife robe. Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to get a wife robe.
So I asked to borrow a robe, which is so funny because it's pretty new. It's so new that my wife really hasn't worn it yet. And you can see in the picture that I posted on my Instagram, Brett Mega on Air, you can see the tag.
Oh, yeah. No way.
So I don't even see the tag. I'm like, look at this cheap ass keeping his tag on.
In case you want to return. Smart idea.
Kevin's rocking. You got the Star Wars. As soon as I walked into the studio, I see Kevin wearing a Star Wars shirt.
Yes.
I'm like, this guy would sleep in Star Wars gear.
I would. Well, I'm too big for the underoos.
Oh,
I also brought my wife's robe as well.
And then you got like some workout pants on?
You know, I was like, I got things I got to do after the show. So I didn't want to have PJs on.
Oh, do you sleep with PJs on?
I usually have like your sleeper pants. Yeah.
I don't think you're going to sleep. Say he sleeps in his undies, so he didn't want to come into work in his undies.
Maybe he sleeps in his birthday suit.
No.
I don't know how people do that. Roll out of bed day and you sleep in your birthday suit. You can keep that for at home.
Exactly.
But I can't sleep naked. Lance, what are you wearing in this picture that you sent to only Julie, by the way?
That's where Kevin told me to send
it. No, I'm just joking.
You did good. That was good.
That's my CPAP mask. That is literally rolling out of bed.
What? Is that comfortable? I saw this thing and it looks like a Bane mask. And I'm like,
it does. It looks cool.
Comfortable. You know, over time, I've gotten used to it. But at first, no. I mean, when I first had to start using that, no, it was not comfortable.
I mean, if you call breathing comfortable,
that's the upside.
Yeah, that's necessary.
True. Yeah. It does help me breathe. Every single day this week, there'll be a different theme, a different thing we'll do on the show for Homecoming Spirit Week. If you guys want to participate along, you can just tell your bosses, hey, I rolled out of bed today if you're on your way into work, because Brett and Julie told me on the wake up, it's Homecoming Week.
Yeah. Exactly. Put it on us. We'll be like, I don't know what they're talking about. Just kidding.
Check out our pictures on Instagram, the Wake Up Y98. We'll give you some Renaissance Festival tickets right after fun.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bed.
Because it's Monday and we're rolling out of bed, we want to make sure you get hooked up before even 7 o'clock. And I'm super excited about this St. Louis Renaissance Festival.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun. Actually, I need to make sure I go to this. Okay, so it's weekends through October 24th. Join Robin Hood on an adventure filled with fantastic foods. Enjoy shops full of crafts, 12 stages of entertainment, including live armored jousting.
Robin Hood's my boy. I love Robin Hood. Steal from the rich, give to the poor.
Do you like the Kevin Costner Robin Hood? Because that's my favorite, personally.
I like all of them.
I know, Kevin's playing it. This, like, makes me so happy.
You know who I actually...
wanted to marry him.
You know the Robin Hood that I like is the Disney one, where he's like a fox or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
I like legit old school cartoon Disney Robin Hood.
Oh.
You didn't see that one?
You didn't see Kevin Costner?
I saw Kevin Costner. Hot guy fact of the day. Kevin You're Costner right. was once Robin Hood.
Okay. I'm using that again at 9:05 or whatever time it's at.
If you want to win some Renaissance Festival tickets, 4-pack of tickets actually for you and an entire family to go see Robin Hood. Caller 18 can win those right now. 314-531-9898. We'll open up the Bomberito box office.
KYKY and HD1 St. Louis. Today's best music. And home of the Wake Up with Brett and... Attention, phone.
And throw attention. We're going to try to be like the Cardinals right now and just keep the winning going. On a Monday, let's kick off with some winning, some Renaissance Festival tickets. Abby, how you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Good. I'm doing just wonderful. Cardinals are, the magic number is one. They've won 16 in a row. We're giving away Renaissance Festival tickets. I couldn't be in a better mood on a Monday.
Good.
She's happy for you.
Do you want Renaissance Festival tickets to hang out with Julie's boy, Robin Hood, over here?
Oh, sweet.
Sweet. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah. You can get one of those big old chicken legs. I think they sell those. You know how they used to do that back then.
Yeah, get yourself a big old chicken leg.
Oh, I will.
I love that Julie suggested that, the vegetarian in the room.
Right. Go eat the chicken.
Hold on one second. We'll get your info. We have more Renaissance Festival tickets all week on the show. Let's jump into Keep It Moving.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, Julie, I'm going to keep it moving if you tell me to.
Okay.
You're very intimidating, like Robin Hood. Julie picks what stories we get to hear. These are all the stories that are trending right now on the internet. I read the headline, and Julie either says, keep it moving, or she'll say, tell me more, and I'll give you all the details of that story. 2 minutes on the clock. How about this? How important are looks when it comes to dating?
Oh, I think they're important, but go ahead and tell me more.
So important. You know, everyone says, I want a funny guy. The dad bods are good. People decide on dating sites to swipe right within 1 second.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They are not reading your profile.
Yes.
Oh, good profile. Show them that you're a great guy. They don't care. Swipe right in 1 second. That is the average they spend looking at a profile pic before they decide if you're willing to connect or not.
Which is why you better have a picture with a dog in it. Because that's very helpful for you.
What's the going rate for the Tooth Fairy in 2021?
Okay, tell me more.
You care? $5.
That's what it is. Per tooth? Wow.
$5 per tooth. That's the going rate. Back in the day, it used to be a quarter. Man,
right,
Tooth Fairy.
Exactly.
Tooth Fairy is balling. We're all struggling. And Tooth Fairy's handing out fivers just like it's nothing. Which would you rather reveal, your age, your weight, or your salary?
Neither. Tell me more. What do people say?
People would rather reveal anything but their salary. 71% of people said they would, that is the thing they would reveal, like to reveal the least, was their salary, then their weight, then their age. They had the least worries about revealing.
Oh,
I would agree with that. Mm-hmm.
I don't mind revealing my salary. I've revealed my salary to people who've got in an old job of mine just so they know what I was bringing in so they could ask for the same, if
are,
not more.
Are you making Tooth Fairy type money? Are you just handing out fivers?
I make $5 an hour.
The highest. Speaking of salaries, the highest paying jobs with no previous experience needed.
Tell me more.
Recreation and fitness studies teacher, which I felt like, is that a PE teacher? Don't you still need an education?
It sounds the fancy way to say it.
Plumbers, pipe fitters, and steam fitters make about $56,000 a year, and insurance sales agents make about $52,000 a year. No previous experience needed.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
If you could only keep one streaming service, what is the number one one that Americans would choose?
Hulu. Oh,
timer's going
off. Hulu.
No, we're going to keep it moving because we'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah, we posted it as a poll on the Wake Up with Y98.
We'll find out tomorrow.
All right. All those stories posted at Y98.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's get you the Mega Mind question of the day. Coming in on Monday, I know a lot of dates happen this weekend. 3 in 5 Americans said they would end a date early if their date did this.
Ooh.
What is something so disruptive on a date they would end it early?
Talk badly about an animal.
Ooh. You would walk out?
I would.
All right.
I think it's check their phone.
Ooh.
Wow. Kevin's high maintenance. He's like, give me all the attention, date.
Kevin's also been a while since he dated. You know,
don't look at your phone. Oh, date.
Like, if you're in your 20s, it's impossible not to check your phone.
Right.
Lance?
I'm going to say talked about their exes.
Ooh. These are all good guesses, but no, it's not that. It's actually... I don't want to give any more hints. It's anything in the dating world.
Okay.
314-531-9898. Text in your guesses, and I'll give you the answer in about 6 minutes.
Mega Minds.
Julie's got all the answers about this weather this week, though.
That's right. The weather is brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home unseasonably warm.
Drive to your local Chick-fil-A to apply and interview on site. Most Chick-fil-A restaurants are individually owned and operated by an independent franchised operator.
The show that's number one with dogs. Thanks to Julie. The Wake Up with Brett and Julie.
Thanks for doing that, Julie.
Mega Mind.
Appreciate it.
No problem.
Answer to the Mega Mind question of the day on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. 3 in 5 Americans said they would end a date early if a date did this. Some great guesses on the Bomberito text line.
Okay. Chewing loudly.
Okay.
Talking with food in your mouth. Treating the waiter badly or giving them a hard time.
That's a great answer.
Or talking about themselves the whole night.
Someone just keeps talking about themselves. All right, I'm leaving. I've heard enough. I have enough details about you and old jobs you used to work at and everything. Your high school days. Back in my glory days, I used to be a football player. Who said chewing loudly?
Chewing loudly, the person that starts with 636.
All right. Well, that person would have gotten it correct.
Really?
3 in 5 Americans said they find annoying food habits so disgusting that they will leave a date early. If you're chewing with your mouth open or chewing loudly, they said they will just end the date. Like, it's over. You can't recover from that, people.
Oh,
Mega Minds.
Did they make it? Lance, give us a little teaser. What can we expect from this couple we got coming up?
All right, well, you know, in a relationship, extended family, sometimes that can be helpful, sometimes they can be a problem. So how did family affect Bill and Catherine? Did they make it?
It's probably mother-in-law issues, huh? About to find out. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Every single week on Mondays, we find out if couples break up or not over the weekend. Lance finds real-life couples. These are always true stories. Gives us a description of their relationship, and we go around guessing if their love exists or not. So, Lance, what's going on with this couple?
Catherine and Bill are the couple. They met in college, and interesting because they both come from backgrounds where their families had really long-standing and successful family businesses. But Bill and Catherine didn't necessarily want to follow in the footsteps of their family. You know, they wanted to explore the world, see what their options were. So they went to college, figured, you know, we'll see where life takes us. They met in college. They didn't really start dating until 2 years after they met. So there's no rushing into this. Now, with those long-running family businesses, after college, Catherine, she kind of moved away from that. She went into work in various and sundry fields that really had nothing to do with their family business. But Bill got more deeply immersed in his family's business, and over time that did become an obstacle in their relationship. Big enough of an obstacle to derail their relationship. The question is, did they make it?
Did the family business make them a ton of money though?
They both family businesses were doing quite well. Yes.
Right. I like that they were friends for a while first before they started dating, so I'm gonna say they made it.
I'm thinking not only did they make it, but they merged their business.
Wow.
Okay. It was that successful.
Wow.
But I don't know. And I think Lance is going to say, like, yes, and that's how Mattel was born or something like that.
Ooh, I love when Kevin does extra credit. You go, Kevin.
I was going to say they made it, too. This is pretty good with the Kevin stuff over there. But I also thought, like, it never seems like he's unhappy. It seems like he's immersing himself, is the words you used, into the family business. Not like he had to go into the family business or he was obligated. You know, like, she was going in a different direction, and he seems like he was drawn to the family business, not like, hey, I'm broken. Hey, Dad, can you help me out? I'll do the business now. I tried the college thing and travel thing. It didn't work out.
I love the whole whole story that you come up with. Like, you gave these people a whole life.
That's the point of it. That's what makes it fun.
I know. I love it. I'm not that creative. I'm like, yes, they did. Period.
Julie usually says love exists. No one's ever broken up before, ever. Unless he cheated. Then that guy is
dead. Exactly. He's dead to me forever.
We'll find out if they are dead to us and if they're made it or not. Right.
You know my accent, so that makes it all feel complicated, yeah. It all seems complicated. I read those texts that you sent to yours, but I'll never say it, yeah. I'll never say it. Did they make it?
This is what we find out. Does love exist? It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Lance tells us about a couple that has an interesting start to the relationship. And then we guess if they made it or not. This couple has, I guess, different paths in terms of what they wanted to do with their careers, right, Lance?
Yeah, after college, I mean, they met in college. They both came from very successful family-run businesses, both sides, for Catherine and for Phil. They went to college. After college, Catherine kind of moved away and did other things, kind of got away from the whole family business side of things. Bill went the other way. He got really much more deeper involved in his family business. And the question is, did that become an obstacle for them?
I think Bill's balling now, and they made it. If anyone ever wants to text in and play along with this, it's always fun to guess if they made it or not. The demise of couples or love of couples, 314-531-9898. Lance, tell us about them.
Well, for Catherine and Bill, they dated for 4 years. Like I said, they started dating in college. But once they got out of college, and they'd been out of college for a couple of years, they did split up. However, they did reconcile. Eventually, they got engaged and married. They're still married. William's family business, you might know it as the monarchy. We're talking about Prince William and Kate, the Duchess of Cambridge. Married 10 plus years now.
Mama.
Brilliant.
Looks like they made it.
We told you they're always real couples, and sometimes they're real royalty.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Now, next week, we'll do Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. We'll see if they make it, if William has any say in it.
That's so funny.
Julie, what's coming up in the Entertainment Minute?
Well, we are going to talk about, let's talk about Dog the Bounty Hunter. And the thing that he did this weekend that I'm like, okay, I guess that makes sense, but it's
that
just weird.
That dude did something that made sense?
I mean, it makes sense, but it's still weird. Right. I'll tell you about it. Yeah. It's so true.
Find out the...
Here we go.
It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. We recap everything that's happened in the entertainment world. We do it in 60 seconds. That's why it's called the Entertainment Minute. With the wonderful Julie Tristan.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. So Dog the Bounty Hunter, you know, he's a bounty hunter. So, of course, he's like inserted himself in this Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie case. So he went to Brian's parents' house to knock on the door. And somebody like got a video of him being a bounty hunter trying to find the Brian guy.
I don't pay attention to Dog the Bounty Hunter much, but if he's just doing it for TV purposes, that's whack. Because
it seems like he was kind of doing it for TV because, I mean, there just happened to be a television crew there. He's in the area because he's on his honeymoon. So it's like, why are you working anyway? But yeah.
It's a real life case, man.
Yeah,
but he does do real life cases.
If it's real life, I know that he does real life stuff.
Yeah. While he's on his honeymoon.
Hey, there's no resting. When you're Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Amen to that. Somebody was like, somebody asked him why he was there, and he just said, come on, you know.
I don't know, man. To me, like, that seems messed up. Like I understand that everyone wants publicity, but come on.
Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, there's always Britney Spears news every day, it says. There's a new Hulu documentary, Controlling Britney Spears, contains some shocking revelations about just how closely her father Jamie was watching her. A guy worked for a security firm called Black Box claims Jamie hired them to spy on her. They set up an encryption system on her mobile device so he could see all her emails and texts that she sent or she received. They also said that he set up some sort of listening device in her bedroom, and He says he was once ordered to destroy some of the recordings that were made from it.
We said this. There's the Netflix one coming out, the documentary, now the Hulu one. More and more stuff is going to come out about this, of just how disturbing and disgusting their relationship was.
There's things everywhere. There was something this weekend from the New York Times. It was all about Britney Spears. It's a random show I started watching. It's crazy.
Weird.
And that's your weird entertainment.
That was very weird.
You're welcome.
Y98.com if you want some more weird. It's all posted there for you. Y98 St. Louis.
I don't want to be the girl who laughs the loudest. Or the
There's some great music out. So narrowing it down, I thought, was the hardest part. There's a lot of artists that I just absolutely love their music or love them as a person. And so finding our top three current favorite artists, I think it's not necessarily the best. It's our favorite. Because I think if it was the best, I think it's hard to argue against Drake, Taylor Swift, and Adele. Like, all of a sudden, they just chart every single time. But these are our favorite artists. So, Julie, who are your top three favorite?
So my number three favorite is, he's a singer, songwriter, producer. I mean, he can just do everything. He performed at the Super Bowl, The Weeknd.
The Weeknd is one of your favorites?
I love him. He's got that high falsetto-y voice. I think he's good.
He's the Michael Jackson of today.
You think so?
I do. I really do. And he sounds a lot like him.
He's a big dude.
Too.
Yeah. I mean, he is one of those guys that does great in the charts. I never loved anything he's released, though.
The one that he just played, isn't that so catchy?
Yeah, I don't know. Blinding Light? Blinding Light? I don't know. I like him. Don't love him, but that's cool.
It's yours. You don't have to love him. It's not your list.
Yeah. Julie, last time you slammed our list, so bring it. We're bringing it for you.
Bring it.
Okay. Who's number two? Go through all your top three.
Okay. And then for mine, it's another Canadian. I can finally think he is hot along as talented because he is now 27. Talking about Justin Bieber.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
He's on fire, too.
Is it more than just your body?
He's a punk.
You said he's a punk? I was just talking to my trainer because we were talking about how we love Justin Bieber. We're like, he's finally old enough that we can feel like he's hot and not feel creepy about it.
Bieber's a good one.
Yeah, and he's, you know, I mean, he was a punk. I'll say that. I think he's redeemed himself.
He's matured,
and and his music is phenomenal now. You know, I mean, he's really grown on me, and I think it took a long step because we interviewed him years ago. He was a punk.
No, you're so funny, Kevin.
Who's your third?
This is my number one choice.
Oh, okay.
I went 3-2-1. My number one choice, I'm giving it to one of the ladies. You mentioned her already because she's just, everything she has is so good. Tay-Tay.
Yeah. Can't argue against Taylor Swift. What about you, Kevin? Your top three.
My three would go with one you've already mentioned, too. I loved her, and I loved her more when she did Saturday Night Live, Adele.
She almost made my list. She's hilarious.
Yes.
So good.
And it's like, you know, you wait for her album to come out.
And you just wait to be in your car and cry by yourself.
Yep. Exactly, yeah.
They say she says no to everything. Right. And she does, because she's exclusive.
And then another guy who's performed at the Super Bowl, and man, he's just, I think he's kind of just taken that old 80s and 70s funk and brought it back. Bruno Mars.
Bruno. Boom. He's the king of funk right now.
Yeah. He's just a performer. I love that. Like, nonstop moving.
Right. And then my all-time favorite, and I just fell in love with her, and man, her music just keeps getting better and better. Dua Lipa.
Whoa, Dua Lipa!
Mm-hmm.
I love Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
Dang. That's a good top three.
That's good.
Well, I'm going to drop one of my songs right now. My girl Kelly Clarkson.
Of course, she better be on your list.
I'll give you two other ones from me right after Kelly Clarkson. Okay. On Y98 St. Louis. You know the best. Listen, it's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie, one of my favorite artists. Right now, that's what we're doing, our top three current artists that are our favorites. So they don't have to be what we think are the best. I think if you go the best, like, I don't know if anyone outcharts Drake right now. Like, every time the guy released an album, all of them are on the top 10, and we get it. Taylor Swift, kind of same way, Adele. But these are our favorite current artists. And Kelly Clarkson, not only just her music, because I do think she does great music, but I just love her. I just want to hang out with her and drink beer and walk around downtown St. Louis and go to the Taste of St. Louis with her because she's so much fun.
She seems like she's totally cool. I do like Kelly Clarkson.
My second person that I have on my list, I think, is the greatest of all time in his genre. And I know it's all a matter of opinion, but I don't think anyone writes as good as Eminem, and I don't think anyone produces music like Eminem does. I think he's the greatest rapper. The guy's a lyrical genius, and so I appreciate that.
What does he look like now? Is he still hot? I'm looking him up on Insta. I need to know he is.
And he doesn't
do
the blonde hair anymore.
Oh, he doesn't?
No, he has a beard, actually. Oh. Check him out with the beard.
I mean, he's got pictures of other people on his Instagram page. Maybe he's not hot anymore. Just side note, I need to know.
And
he's hot. Okay, good. See him.
All right, and the last artist I have is another person I think that does music that nobody else can do. He raps, he sings like slow songs, he makes pop hits, and that's Ed Sheeran. My bad habits lead to white ice in space. His album comes out in like 2 weeks. I think Ed Sheeran, there's something about the way he writes. I think it's so cool.
He's good. I like
plays
that.
All the music himself. That's what's amazing.
Yeah, he has this loop pedal on stage. He's on the stage all by himself, and he makes the music while he's in concert. So he like creates a drum beat onto the bass of his guitar, and then that's the drum beat that plays within the music. It's nuts. It's
crazy. You can look at his Insta to see what you're talking about. It's super cool.
Yeah, that loop pedal's crazy. Lance, who are your top three current favorite artists?
I sort of can't believe that none of us, me included, said Gaga at this point.
Oh, but yeah.
I went with the first people that popped into my head, my top four. So my one that I told Kevin, but he's like, I already picked her, Dua Lipa. So I had to pick somebody else.
Okay.
So I went on to number three for me is Ava Max.
Ava if Max. All the kings had their queens on the wow, throne, didn't see that coming. Pop champagne
and razor. I love this song. To all of
the queens. Yeah, this is the song just popped into my head.
All right. Who else you got?
Also, for right now today, because of the song that I think Kevin's going to play, I would say Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, wow. These are surprises, okay?
Lance, it's so funny. My daughter has never asked for concert tickets. She wants Olivia Rodrigo concert tickets.
I love that.
If our boss is listening, can we make that happen?
Yep.
I think Good For You is a fabulous song. It has so many little neat parts to it.
Yeah,
I
would agree.
Yeah, I just really crank it up when that one comes on. And number one for me of the last few years, Post Malone. You probably
think that you are posty.
Yeah, forgot about Post.
Yeah, I respect Post. Great picks. Those are some surprises.
For some reason, when you said Post Malone, I thought of Crocs. Like, how good are they doing with their advertising? Post Malone and Crocs.
Beaver and Crocs, too, you can get, too, to represent your guy.
I forgot about that. I'm not getting Crocs, but I think they're great.
314-531-9890 if you want to text in your favorite artist. Coming up, we do have the weekend into Justin Bieber, all just for Julie, your favorite artists.
Thank you.
KYKY and HD1 St. Louis, today's best music and home of the Wake Up with Brett and Julie, powered by the Bomarito Automotive Group, Y98 St. Louis.
The weekend made Julie's list. Top three favorite current artists released music in the last 5 to 7 years. Some people are texting in some artists that we miss. Some good ones?
Oh, yeah. Well, someone said Julie is spot on with her three.
Is that what they said?
No, they said Brett. Oh. Dang it, Kevin.
I don't have the text messages up over here. Julie trying to steal it.
Wait, they said it was me. I'm just kidding.
Whoever texted in is a genius. I like them.
Someone else said top three artists, Kelly Clarkson, Pink, Bruno Mars.
Pink.
Yeah, Pink's one we missed. Yeah.
Pink's a good call.
Justin Bieber, Kid Laroi, and Ed Sheeran.
All right. Yeah. Those are also very similar artists, too, in the same vein, right?
Yep. Ziggy Marley, Tupac, and Pink.
Tupac's not current. Neither is Ziggy Marley.
Well, it's very true.
Okay.
But I think he lives in the Bahamas.
Yeah, right.
Dua Lipa's on there. Yeah. And then somebody else said, my daughter loves Olivia Rodrigo since she watched her on Disney, and now she has music out.
Olivia Rodrigo is a good call. You know what else I thought we missed of current artists that I do enjoy? They kind of like make great music, and then people that are just good people as the Jonas Brothers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was thinking that too.
Mm-hmm. Let's play one of Julie's favorite artists, though. Made the list. Finished at number two, I think, on Julie's list. Bieber.
Hold me, feel so holy.
Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
The story starts off good, but takes a twist and ends bad. We'll take some guesses how it ends bad before I tell you. The good part of the story is a cop found a man and they stopped his kidnapping. Well, how could this story have gone bad?
Because there was this plane that was flying above them, and it was carrying all these pumpkins, because it's like almost October. And then the door came open, and the pumpkins fell out of the plane.
Oh, my God.
And they hit the man in the head, and he died.
That's the right answer, correct?
Yeah. Is that right?
Did you read this article online?
You knew a lot about that, Julie.
Wow.
That's what I just came up with. Am I right?
You got that story from Facebook. Where they share all the crazy information.
That's right.
See, I thought it was bad because this is like this guy's weird fantasy. You know, he's always wanted to be kidnapped.
Oh.
So he paid people to do this, so he's upset that it was actually stopped before.
Oh, he's like, man, why'd you stop that? All right.
Wow.
What about you, Lance?
Kind of pervy, but like
he wasn't being kidnapped. His girlfriend was actually putting together a surprise birthday for him.
Oh.
Oh, that's cute.
Kevin's not far off, guys, with the pervy answer.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
I'll tell you about that answer in about 7 minutes from now. Julie, what is the answer to the weather? We all kind of blush.
Weather is brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Unseasonably warm today. Sunny, high near 90. Clear tonight, down to 66. Sunny and even warmer tomorrow.
We can make that happen. Find us online at claimengroup.com, claimengroup.com, and ask about the 5-minute offer. Buying in Missouri and Illinois.
Morning Essentials. Coffee, gooey butter cake, and the Wake Up with Brett and Julie on Y98 St. Louis.
Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
All right, let's get to the bad part of this story. I always tell you the good part, then it takes a twist, ends badly. The good part was cops found a man and stopped his kidnapping. The bad part is they took a strange twist. The Kevin wasn't too far off. Although it is probably as weird as Julie's pumpkin story of pumpkins falling out of an airplane.
And killed him.
A man was actually found kidnapped because he kidnapped himself and he made up this whole elaborate story, called into work saying, they're after my father's money, and then said he was kidnapped. And it was all because he didn't want to go to work the next day.
What?
What in the world?
So they found him tied up on the side, saying, yeah, tell my office I can't go in, I'm kidnapped.
Wow.
Can you just say you're sick, dude?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't feel well.
What kind of job do you work where you have to come up with some kind of crazy elaborate plan like that?
It's so weird, and I love it.
Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
People are weird, man. People are weird. And I'm not going to lie, I think one of our listeners, Mark's a little weird because he says, and I quote, I'm the reason the Cardinals have been winning.
Uh-oh.
And I think it's for a really weird way. We're going to get Mark on with us. He'll tell you why he...
True parts of the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Bam, bam, be dam, be dam, bam, day.
So the Truth Hurts segment is always an interesting segment, Julie, because people confess huge truth bombs to their significant others or people that are important to them, and we just sit back in our support systems.
That's right. We are here to support you when you have something messed up to admit.
Sometimes these things are messed up. Mark, thanks for calling into Truthurts. Do you have something messed up you want to admit?
I guess so, yeah. I wanted to tell my wife that I think we should hold off on having sex until the Cardinal season is over.
Say what? What is wrong with you?
Wait, why? Why does the Cardinals season have anything to do with your sex life? I am kind of confused by that.
Well, I'll tell you why. Do you know what happened on September 10th?
Of this year?
No.
I can't remember. I don't remember an hour ago, Mark.
What did we do this morning?
September 10th. No.
Well, the Cards lost, and that happened to be the last time my wife and I had sex. And since then, they've won like 11 in a row now.
More like 16 in a row.
So, depending on the season here.
Oh, so you think that was the reason they lost, and then you guys stopped doing it, and then this winning streak is what, this is what triggered it all, huh, Mark?
You know, I really think so. I really do.
Okay. He doesn't want to be the bad luck guy. I get it.
I'm not normally, you know, that guy, especially when it comes to something like having sex with my wife, but, you know, the season's on the line here.
I mean, we call it making whoopee on this show. At least I'm trying to get us to, so just FYI.
Let me ask you this question. My wife would be like, you're not in control. Like, you know, it doesn't make a difference what you say. So is your wife going to care? My wife would be like, whatever. Or is she going to be mad? What is she going to say when you tell her this?
I don't know. She's normally the one that wants to have whoopee more than
thank you.
So she could be a little pissed. I got a feeling she's gonna be mad, I think.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Oh
yeah. I'd be mad too. No, we're not doing that.
This call is gonna be hilarious. I can't wait to see this unfold. We'll do this in one song. Mark, you can tell your wife we're no longer having sex, or we're no longer making whoopee.
Thank you.
On Y98 St. Louis.
Truth hurts.
Truth is so funny. So Mark calls in and says, hey, I gotta let my wife know I'm the reason the Cardinals have been winning.
Mm-hmm.
He told her it's because we haven't been making, what do you call it, Julie?
Making the whoopee.
Making the whoopee.
Yes.
So crazy. So he's gonna tell her, hey, no more making whoopee until the Cardinals season ends.
Mm.
Which will be a World Series win in November.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that what it's gonna be?
It ends at the end of October or November.
Okay. She might not take this well.
We'll see how. So we do have his wife on the phone. Leah, how you doing today?
I'm good.
This is Brett and Julie from Y98, Kevin, Lance. We're all your good friends are here. And so is your husband, Mark, because he wants to tell you something that he's been holding on to.
Hey, babe.
Hey.
I got to tell you something, and I don't want you to get mad. Listen, okay? So I don't think we should make whoopee until the card season is over.
What? Why not? What are you talking about?
I just think that there's no coincidences in the fact that the Cards are winning right now, and we also haven't had sex in the same amount. I'm sorry, we haven't had whoopee in that amount of time that they've been winning.
Wait a minute. So
I think that's
what is this whoopee stuff? What is this, the newlywed game? What's going on?
See, I told you, Julie.
I love it.
I'm trying to be respectful around the radio. The rules, I don't know.
I love it.
So you don't want to make whoopee?
I do, but the Cardinals are winning. So we can't, like, we have to, I don't want to, like, do anything that could stop this. You know what I mean? Like, let's just wait until the season's completely over. There's a lot of, it's not just me, it's the team and everyone else that's a fan.
Nobody's having sex in St. Louis anymore.
They're counting on you. They're counting on you.
Yeah. Boy, you guys, I bet you guys didn't realize my husband was that powerful, huh? He is just like the wizard. And sweetie, by the way, Mark, my darling, if I want to make whoopee, we're going to make whoopee. You know what I mean?
Yeah, girl. That's my kind of girl. Go.
So I don't know. I mean, maybe, hopefully the Cardinals can pull through if we do.
Well, honey, I'm not trying to argue with you, but I just want to let you know that this is what's going to happen, and you're not going to force that on me.
Okay, well, I don't think you're speaking to little Marky Mark now, are you?
Oh, thank you.
First of all, his name's Marcus.
Oh, my God.
Since when? Okay.
And, babe, listen, Game 7 of the World Series would be, like, November 3rd, so it's really not even that. Not too far.
Just 2 months or so. Just 2 months.
Oh, okay. I think I need to buy some new batteries.
Oh, that's
I'll buy you a whole cake during this time of winning, if that's what it takes.
Well, if this is what's happening, then you're going to buy me more than batteries, sweetie. So I'm going to start making a list.
Good idea.
There you go. Get them to do some chores around the house.
Right.
And Mark, I got to admit, man, the sacrifice that you are making for our Cardinals is, for all mankind, a difficult one to make. So thank you, Mark. The Cardinals appreciate it.
It's not that I want to do this. I have to.
Yeah. He has to.
He's doing it for St. Louis.
He's doing it for St. Louis, Leah.
He's not doing it for St. Louis.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for calling in. And we'll talk to you after the Cardinal season ends and see how everything goes.
All right.
That'll be great.
After our World Series win, thanks to Mark.
Yeah, thanks
to Mark. He did it for us.
True parts on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Bam, bam, dee, dam, dee, dam, bam, day.
Julie, what's coming up in the entertainment?
Oh, we need to talk about someone adopted a dog. A hot guy adopted a puppy, which is awesome.
That's got to be a big story for Julie.
That's right. And someone else is going to space, I'll tell you, after Kid Laroi.
Let's jump into the entertainment world. Julie recaps everything that's happening in Hollywood. She does it in 60 seconds. It's called the Entertainment Minute.
Dave Bautista adopted a rescued pit bull puppy from the Tampa Bay Humane Society. The puppy was found with a metal chain embedded in her neck. So Dave is actually offering a reward for anyone regarding the abusive former owners.
Ooh. Julie's got to love that story.
Yeah. Hot guy. And then I'm sure Dave's going to come and pay that guy a visit.
Yeah, he yeah. Right. Body slam him.
Mm-hmm. You go with your cute little pit bull puppy. And then William Shatner, he's going into orbit next month on Jeff Bezos' next space flight. He's 90 years old. He'll be the oldest person to ever go to space. But it's like you fly up to space and then you fly back down. It's like a 15-minute billions of dollars. Like rich people thing. It's driving
it's
me nuts.
Something rich people do.
Right. It's getting on my nerves.
But it's worth it for James T. Kirk. He deserves it.
He does. He can go to space for 10 seconds.
And that's your Entertainment Minute. It's brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Protect your privacy.
Brett and Julie, this is the story that everyone will be repeating. We got a new family member to St. Louis. His name is Eminem, and he's not the candy or the rapper. It's a new Budweiser Clydesdale.
Hey!
Oh, so cute. How is his name spelled? Like Eminem the
like
rapper?
Like Eminem the rapper.
Okay.
He was named after his parents, Marcy and Miles, so they combined the two names to Eminem because of Marcy and Miles.
Oh,
with M's.
That's
he's
cute.
Real small. I mean, like, it's weird to say he's real small. He's like 3 feet, 150 pounds. So it's like, but he's a small little, like, baby little horse. I'll show you a picture, Julie, so you can react.
Oh, he's so cute with his white face.
He's got a little white nose on his face.
Yeah.
He's going to be the newest Budweiser Clydesdale. Now, it will be a while before we see Eminem kind of like walking around Busch Stadium or just kind of doing what Budweiser Clydesdale do. I guess there's three different touring groups of Clydesdales that go around everywhere.
Oh, wow.
And to get into this elite group, you have to go through like years and years of training.
Mm.
So even though Eminem was just born on September 14th, it'll be years before we see him rocking a Budweiser Clydesdale, like kind of like pursuit or showing off his Budweiser Clydesdale style.
Aww.
But he's going to be at Budweiser Clydesdale.
That's awesome.
Welcome to the STL, yeah. You cutie pie.
And you need to get to Grant's Farm, Brett, sometime.
What's that?
That's where some of the Clydesdales hang out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's where they hang out. That's where you feed goats. The goats try to eat your shirt, and you're like, get away from me, goat.
I did the Budweiser tour, but I didn't get to go to the Grant's Farm, though. I got to put it on my list of things to do.
Yep.
We'll throw up a little picture. We'll send a picture to our Instagram, the Wake Up Y98, so you can see him. But he's adorable.
Thank you.
Coming up just after 9 o'clock, Julie will give you some Hawkeye facts.
Feeling my way.
It's now time for Julie's Hot Guy Fact of the Day on Y98 St. Louis.
Julie, you had some options.
You
had some options today. How did you narrow it down?
I don't know. I was just like, you know, there's so many hot guys to talk about today. So I decided to choose Cobra Kai because they released a season 4 trailer. And apparently there's another foe returning to Cobra Kai, and you can check out the trailer to see who it is in our Instagram story. Cobra Kai returns December 31st, and hello, Ralph Macchio, and hello, the other guy. I forgot his name.
Johnny
yes! Lawrence. Right? Yeah, what's his real name? It's like William Zabka, right?
That's it.
Oh, yeah. William Zabka. I think he's hotter than Ralph Macchio.
Don't forget about Martin Cove, man.
No, Kevin. He's not. I think he's not on my list.
Dancing with the Stars.
I think we're all being very disrespectful to the hottest guy on Cobra Kai.
Who?
/ The Karate Kid.
Who?
Mr. Miyagi.
Oh, may he rest in peace. Yeah. He's not with us anymore.
Show some respect to me. He was the hottest guy on The Karate Kid. Miyagi had looks.
So hot, yes.
That was Julie's Hot Guy Fact of the Day on Y98 St. Louis.
Sexy back is what I think they're talking about. The Rope Bros.
Yeah.
The Rope Bros. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. On the show this week, we are doing Homecoming Spirit Week. Each day we'll have a different theme. And since it's Monday and we're all exhausted from the weekend, it was Roll Out of Bed Day.
That was a really good one. I almost forgot, but then Lance sent me the crazy picture of his Roll Out of Bed look. And I was like, wait, what are you sending me this for? I'm like, oh, yeah, Spirit Week.
Such a funny way to remember. Yeah. Julie gets up. We get up at like the crack of dawn, like 4 o'clock in the morning, 3:30 in the morning, and she gets a picture from Lance. And what do you got on? The Bane mask?
No, that's my CPAP mask.
And Julie's like, why did Lance send me this? Oh, it's Spirit Week.
See?
Way to have Julie's back, Lance. Exactly. And then Kevin and I are rocking our wife's robes.
Yeah, you can see all the pictures on our Insta story. It's so funny.
My wife's robe is new, and she literally texted me, you took my robe, and then you didn't even take the tag off. I said, sorry about that, hon. Forgot to ask you, and I will take the tag off. But you can see the picture of the tag in my picture.
Does Lance's wife have a robe, too? Because I am learning that once you become a wife, you get a robe. I don't have a robe.
She had a robe when I first met her.
Whoa.
20 plus years ago, but she has two robes.
Yeah. Oh, you get two. Look at that.
I can't wait to be a wife and get a robe. No robes.
If you want to see our pictures of us rolling out of bed, every single coworker I've seen today is like, "What? Why are you wearing those pajama pants?" I said, "Because I look good in them." Why are you questioning me?
Yeah.
But it's Roll Out of Bed Week. Didn't you know? Spirit Week. You can see it on our Instagram, The Wake Up Y98. Tomorrow will be fun too. We'll be doing it all week. Lance, or anyone having fun on the roads right now?
Not in High Ridge. We do have a vehicle off the roadway, Little Entire Road.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.